Oh, this still said sewer assessment. She changed it. Did you have a little one?
I don't know. This is why. Okay, good morning, council.
Good morning.
You know the drill. You've been up here before. The rest of you have been watching the last two sessions, so we'll just go down the line, state your name, school, and which position you're playing.
I am Zane Zahart from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm representing the county attorney.
Hi, my name is Brooks Parker. I am representing Delmar High School, and I am the District 3.
I'm Tessa Elling from Sussex Academy, and I'm representing District 2.
I'm Stephen Lin from Big Spring High School in PA, and I am representing President.
I'm Luis Galvez. I'm from Seaford High School, and I'm the Vice President.
I'm Matthew Durndorfer. I'm from Central Maryland, and I'm representing District 5.
I'm Miller Gladding, and I'm from Seaford, and...
You're the Finance Director.
Finance Director.
I am Isaac O'Neill. I am from Delmar High School, and I am the Clerk of the Council.
Okay, great. And did I hear Pennsylvania and Maryland?
Yes.
How are you guys in the mix today?
Scheduling issues with Maryland.
Okay. Welcome to Sussex County. What's that?
I can't go to the Pennsylvania Boys
State. Oh, okay. Well, we're glad to have you here. Okay, you are going to hear a presentation from Gina Jennings, Finance Director and Chief Operating Officer, and we'll go from there. Gina, you're going to discuss...
Revenue Committee.
There you go. All right, thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So the council has appointees on the State County Finance Revenue Committee, and it's held at the state. If you're aware, the state of Delaware has some financial issues and has asked the county to sit on a board with them to help solve some of their issues. So what do we know as of today? So DFACT is who estimates the revenue and expenses for the state, and they project a shortfall in their budget of $400 million. Again, that's a state shortfall. Governor Carney has put out his budget, and the details are vague at this point, but we can see there's a grant aid proposal that's 11% less than last year. And we do receive some of our funding through that grant aid program, so we are anticipating to see a 10% cut in that funding. So that's about $1.5 million cut to us. The General Assembly is the one that actually drafts the budget, even though Governor Carney puts out his proposal. They will put a budget together. Right now, the state and the county committee are discussing our ideas, and I'm going to discuss those ideas with you and get your support or your lack of support for some of those ideas. And then we're going to make those recommendations, the committee, to the General Assembly as they're putting together their budget. So we're going to talk real quick about four things. The first time home buyer tax credit, the state 65 property tax program, a possible implementing a vape tax, and implement a tax on home-based lodging businesses. So let's start with the state 65 property tax credit. So what happens is homeowners come here in the county building and they fill out an application by April 30th if they qualify. So if they're 65 or older and have lived in the state of Delaware for 3 years, they get up to $500 off of their school taxes, okay? We have 22,000 participants currently. Like I said, the county here is the one that processes it. It costs the state $25 million for this program. So even though a person comes in here and gets their credit, the state of Delaware still cuts the schools their portion of the check. So it's costing the state that much money to do this. Does not affect county revenue at all. But again, it's the state that's having issues, so that's why this program is being looked at. So what are some modifications to the program that we're looking at? We would develop a means test. Again, that's looking at somebody's income and establishing the limit on homeowners. So no matter what your income is, no matter how much cash you have in the bank, you get this credit, okay? So any means testing would result to a decrease in the state to provide this program. And unfortunately, the county administers the program, so there's going to be a cost to us to administer something like this because we do not have anything in place. There are other proposals sitting out there. In Governor Carney's budget, he has reduced the maximum amount that you can get to 400. So it was 500, it's now 400. And that results in a $5 million savings to the state. So that'll lower their $400 million deficit that they have. There's also legislation out there that changes the residency from 3 years to 10 years. So just like I said, if you live in the state of Delaware for at least 3 years and you're 65 years or older, you qualify. So this legislation ups that to 10 years, so less people would qualify. So what you need to do at this point is direct me on the committee how you want us to represent a modification to the state 65 credit, or just stay silent because it doesn't affect us. But again, we were invited to be on this committee to help with recommendations to help with the state's revenue problems. So we have, I talked about three considerations: develop a means test, look at everybody's income and their cash, that will be a cost to the county; support Governor Carney's recommendation of reducing the credit from 500 to 400, or support legislation of House Bill 99 to change the residency from 3 to 10. So you can accept all three, just one, it's your choice. So I'm gonna, it's up to you. I'm gonna talk about it. Any questions?
I feel as if the 3 to 10 years is kind of a big jump. Maybe the years could be like, be limited, maybe like 6 or 7 years, because 3 to 10 years it's too much of a jump.
Okay. The thought behind that is because if you haven't lived in the state, you haven't supported the school districts that long, so they figured you haven't been paying state taxes that long, you have to be here to contribute. So I think that's why they're proposing that, but it's a great idea. Any other questions on any of the proposals?
You said that the second one of supporting Governor Carney's recommendation to a maximum of $400 would save $5 million?
Save $5
million. Oh, wow.
Yes. Could you elaborate on option number one?
Sure. So what would happen is a person over 65, they've been here 3 years, they come in, they fill in an application, and they let us look at their tax returns to see if they have any kind of income. So if they make at least $30,000 a year, then they would not qualify because they could pay for their taxes. The average tax bill for a school district is $700 a year. So it's not that much in the grand scheme, depending on what state you come from. Taxes are not that high. So they figured you can afford it. So we would have to look at that here at the county every year because your income could change at that time. We'd also look at bank statements to see if maybe you have a CD out there that's $1 million. Well, maybe you should be supporting it and not the state.
So depending on how much you earn per year depends on whether you pay for this tax.
Exactly,
not.
If you get this credit.
Okay.
Yep, but you don't have to pay this on your taxes. So your taxes are less, $500.
And just to clarify this,
sure.
Option number one is the only one that would actually cost the county money?
That's correct. All right, any more questions? All right, does anybody have a motion on supporting or not supporting any of these recommendations when we go represent the county?
I motion the second consideration.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. And then if you want to call for votes.
Yay.
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 Yep.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Okay, so I will go up and support that. Is there any other consideration for the other two?
A motion to support option three.
Okay. I second that motion.
Okay.
Vote.
Yay.
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 Yeah.
Yay.
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 Okay. 2 for 3. All right. How about the first one? Does anybody want to support it or not?
Drop it.
Drop it. Okay. So make a motion not to support that one.
Motion not to support option one.
I second.
Yay.
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 Okay. Very good. Moving on, the next ones are pretty quick. So moving on to the first-time homebuyer tax credit. So if you buy a house and there's a transfer that happens, there's a 3% tax on that transfer. So you buy a house for $400,000, there's a 3% on that $400,000 that gets paid to the county and the state. Okay, that's what that does. So the county gets 1.5%, the state gets 1.5%, split equally. If you are a first-time home buyer, you never owned a house before, the county will not collect its 1.5%. So only 1.5% goes to the state. All right, in some cases, so what happens is it's 1.5%, but both the buyer and the seller are getting that credit. Okay, it's not just the buyer. So the purpose of this program is that you're a first-time home buyer. We want you to enter into the market and start buying houses. You probably don't have that much money, so that you should be the one getting the credit. But what's happening is there's a loophole in the system, and then the seller's also getting it. But the seller's making money off of the sale. So the modification is, let's create a means test, just like we talked about with the State 65. Can they afford to pay the realty transfer tax that's on that 3%? So right now, the house could be $1 million. The buyer's buying a $1 million house. Well, if it's the first time they're buying a house, they're still getting the credit. But if they're buying a $1 million house, can they afford the 3% on it? Probably. So maybe we should look at cutting that off at some point. You know, what should a first-time home buyer actually their house would be worth? So down below it says, if we decide that if your house is over $400,000, we would collect $120,000 more in revenue, because we'd say you can afford this 1.5% tax, so we're going to tax you. If we lower that to $300,000, the county would collect $330,000 more. And if we lowered it even further, $250,000 would result in $580,000. Now, this is increased money to the county, because we know the state's going to be coming after us for something. So we're trying to figure out how to make up this money. So I did a graph to explain this a little bit clearer. So you got the buyer, you have the seller. The state collects 1.5%, the county collects 1.5%, so it's 3% on the total. Okay, so this is how most transactions go. The buyer pays 1.5%, it gets divided up between the state and the county. The seller pays the 3.75% for the county and state, it's 1.5%. The current transaction, what happens is, the state's still getting their 1.5%. The county that used to get the 1.5%, we do not get our portion. So the buyer, the seller, do not get their portion. So the transactions only tax the 1.5%. So you see where I'm saying the buyer and the seller are both getting this credit right now. So it might not make sense that the seller, who's getting money, would get this credit. So what would be the modification? The state would still get the 1.5%. We can't touch whatever the state's doing. But now, instead of nobody paying anything, the seller would pay its 3/4%, and now the transaction would be 2.25%. So the county would still collect that part. So we would get $900,000 more by changing that transaction. Okay? So this is a $900,000 increase. So we just talked about two things. One, means test it. So the value of the house, if it's so high, we ended up not taxing it on that house. Like I said, the $1 million house, should we be taxing it? And number two, clarify the county code so that the buyer does not pay, or the buyer still pays their portion of the realty transfer tax, resulting in a $900,000 increase to the county. Is there any questions on the first-time home buyer?
For the first option, what do you have numbers on what the average first house is?
Yes, it's about $200,000. Okay. So we have 600 transactions of first-time home buyers, and we're looking about 60 of them would be over $250,000. So it is most of them, but in the last year we had a house for $850,000 sold that got this credit. Any other questions?
Is there a way we could combine them? Say, like, if the house is over $300,000, the tax credit is still implemented, but if it's under that, it's still only the seller is paying this 0.75.
Absolutely. We could do both. That could be a proposal.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, does anybody have a motion on what you would like to see implemented?
I motion using a combination of option 1 and 2 with the price being $300,000 for the when the tax credit is no longer exempt.
Okay.
Second the motion.
Vote the motion and second.
Yay.
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 Okay. And then the last two things we're just going to quickly go through. This does not affect the county government at all. These are just options for the state government to look into. And recommending they implement a vape tax, which just amends state law that they can collect tax on smokeless cigarettes just like they do regular cigarettes. That looked like he's also proposing in his budget to increase the tax on cigarettes, so it's $16 million increase would be this proposal. And then implement a tax on home-based lodging businesses, which is 8%. So right now there is a tax out there that they're not home-based lodging where renters come in and they get taxed. There's nothing on that right now. So this could be $11 million to $80 million. We're not sure of the number at this point that the state could be collecting to help with their shortfall. Is there any questions on those? Those really don't affect the county in any way, but do you see any issues if we were to go up and just make those recommendations? I don't need a vote, I just kind of need, if there's any concerns, I just need to hear them. I don't hear any concerns, okay. I think that's it, I try to go as fast as I can, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Did we take this issue before council?
We have taken this issue before council. All it was an update to council on what has been put out there. Some of them will require county code changes, and I've gotten this feedback from council as we were discussing it that they'd like to go forward with making these changes.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Okay. Okay, thank you. We'll call the next group.